It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the swan song of Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and the Revolution Continues. Me, Jet Lacey. Oh my goodness, we got a show today. Look, we got Ernest and me in the studio this morning, and we are going to kind of co-host the show today, which is, I think this is pretty much territory we've never breached before.
Well, we've done it before back in the day. You know, when we first started doing the show, it was we were all learning stuff. I mean, you know, a lot of us, you know, I knew how to do the hosting thing and so on, but we got to play radio station now. So we had a great sound engineer, Michael Connor, I've worked with for years at various different radio stations, and I said, look, if we go ahead and build a studio, and I give you whatever you need. I mean, we'll go buy used stuff, but if and we need a lot of new stuff too. Technology has changed, and I go, if we go ahead and I just say here, I build it up the way I want it. I get the we made efficient use of space like this. You know, I'll tell you, the table that we have in this room, it looks like a giant penis. I just got to tell you, the way it's shaped, you know, it comes out of the wall and it kind of goes long, and then it has a bulb head and everything. And I never noticed it before. People come in, they go, the heck is this phallic symbol thing all about? And the reason it was done this way is that everywhere you sit and where you have chairs, it gives you 29 inches of space from all the walls. That was the point. You know, I never.
Is you what, Ernie?
Yeah, that was the point. So the thing, the reason we did this was so we have maximum surface area and not, you know, get in the way of anything. And we wanted to be efficient because I'm an ergonomic guy. I used to have a restaurant. I mean, I, you know, everything's within arm's reach. I got a little space. We had the center I spent a lot of time on. I didn't want to have to worry. And you, because, you know, you haven't really had experience in working in a lot of different studios, you probably don't have the appreciation I do for this place because it's we set it up nice. So we have a nice studio. Then the control room, we went ahead and, you know, did kind of the same thing. It duals as a control room for the video studio and for the radio studio. And we started off right off the bat. We got it done. We were busy. I mean, we do three networks out of here. And yesterday, last 2 days, I've done 6 hours a day of talk radio. And I'm just, and John knew, he called me and they wanted to do a lineup change. And he goes, yeah, I didn't think you'd be complaining too much, but I'll miss you guys. There was no way I was not going to, as long as John gave us the opportunity, we weren't going to share the love with y'all. Because even though the past year that we've been together, I know that a lot of the people here, yeah, they may have had a different perspective on something. It was the Fox News bullet card or whatever, you know. But we kind of gave you a look behind the scenes. And more than that, we gave you a perspective of the next generation because we deal with these guys a lot. And Jet's going to tell us when we come back, Jet's going to tell us about some of the stuff they were doing last night. The police come out. They always come out, you know, but they know it's us, so they're pretty cool about it. But the thing is that we are on the tip of the spear of the activism that a lot of people have been screaming about for decades. As long as I've been in this since the 80s. Where are the youth? Where is the activism? Where's the energy? Where do they really know? Yeah, a lot more than you think. Maybe even a little bit more than you. But we'll talk about it when we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and Jet Lacey in our last show here on RBN. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone.
and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to do the button. You know, this is the kind of stuff we deal with. Wait. Here we go. Oh. I want there to we go. Yay. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied. I don't need you. I've got to break free. God knows I want to break free. You know, this is the one thing that we have. We got so many computers, man. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4. And yeah, 4, 5 over there. You know, it's because they each have, I'll tell you what happens. Because there's so many people in here doing stuff, you got to sequester different computers for different things and lock doors and everything because it's always, you don't want your browser set up that way. You want to set up this way. You want the settings this. You want this to come up on your desktop. This is how I go, no. Because when I come in, I push a button. It does exactly what I wanted it to do yesterday when I left. Well, it was my fault because I took the laptop home and I forgot to plug in the thing when we played the music on that. And each one of these, we really have made an efficient workshop here, and it keeps getting better. And we have, it's kind of slowed down over the past 6-7 months because we're so busy, you know. And in anticipation of our time, you know, opening up, we got some more equipment and we're focusing more on the t-shirt thing. And we got some more shelving and we're going to start focusing on the video studio. So, you know, you keep in touch with Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and you'll see. I keep promising we're doing all this back end stuff, and we just Wednesday, just turned on a lot of the upgrades in the background on Freedom's Phoenix, and for the show we can continue to progress. The reason is because our traffic has gone up so much. And when that happens, I mean, it slows down everything. So what we've been doing is working on making sure that the front page loads a lot faster. And because we have such a graphic-dominated our editorial, we'll put stuff up there. You know what our editorial is? It's 1,000 words we get in a graphic. Yeah, picture tells you exactly how we really feel about it. And that's the way we wanted to do it. But it takes up a lot of memory. And anyway, so we got that fixed. So now we have, you know, in the last day, you know, we'll go ahead for the next couple hours. Jet and I will just reminisce. But since he's been doing the Friday show, you know, I don't even bother him. You know, I don't even know what he's, I don't even know. All I know is this. You don't call on my show. Yeah. You call Jet. You know, they go, is anybody listening? I don't know. They're listening to Jet because they're calling in. And, you know, just this morning, I don't even know which show it was, but we had Del Valle Silver on. And, we were talking about Silver Circle. Silver Circle is a new movie. It's an animated movie that's coming out. They have a budget like $1.5 million. But when you're doing computer-generated characters, the CG and stuff, doing the Avatar thing, that ain't squat. They're spending $300 million. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous, stupid money. But they have been going around for the past year, a lot of these freedom-oriented conferences and so on. I've been seeing them, and I look, it's the technology that they're using to make it. They're using the high-end technology, but instead of the $5 billion an hour union worker with the studio at Paramount doing yada, 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 you know, they're in their back studio in some place in back in New Jersey or wherever it is, you know, with volunteer coder India cheap somebody directing green screen, green carpet AstroTurf, and they're making this thing and doing a great job. It's going to be huge. And I went on a rant about, you know, why it's going to be popular and who and what, and some listener took and put it to a YouTube, all right, and it'll be up today. I just got sent this morning, and it's just me going on. And what happens is these young people, they go, yeah, what he said, and they made a YouTube out of it. And it's so you understand there is such an awakening that I have been hearing the people that are now retired. You know, they've been screaming for the past 20 years, you don't understand. And everything they were trying to tell me and these young people coming up to get them motivated was crap. It was not what was really going on. I knew it. They knew it. They know it. They have learned it. They've experienced it between each other, peer-to-peer, direct communication on Facebook. They immerse themselves in it. It was the real, true nature of economics. It is, you cannot turn dials and have a viable society. The free market just works on its own. Step back and let it go. And the one way that we demonstrated that was the Levolution. When we started this, it was by intent that we made it where nobody was in charge. There was no central plan. It was just an only plan that I had was to inspire people and give them permission. Because some people just need, I go, let me tell you, before you even open your mouth, the answer is always
yes.
Yes. It's always yes. Well, I think you should. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You should do that. You know, so that inspired a lot of young people, and this is what's happened. And then they do stuff. Yesterday, an afternoon show, I had Jim Deacon in. He's running against John McCain and J.D. Hayworth for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate here. And he's, you know, the big Tea Party guy. And if you had to pick, you know, he's the Tea Party guy. Now, of course, they try and say, you know, the other guy's team, oh, this is the Tea Party Express guy over here, you know, but the Tea Party people are like, yeah, right, you know. So that's another controlled opposition thing they try. But what happened is he has become the favorite. Well, all of a sudden, the election, the primary is this Tuesday, and they're freaking out. They want him to pull and endorse J.D. Hayworth, anybody but McCain thing. I know McCain ran against him for U.S. Senate in 04. I know J.D. Hayworth from church. I've known these guys around for a long time. JD's I'm my brother Ernie Hancock. So, you know, this is just, I know these guys. That's my pick. That, seriously, this is what I got the pick from. So Jim has really had an impact on this. Well, we had him in yesterday afternoon, and it was interesting. You know, I like him and so on. And if somebody put a gun to my head and I voted, you know, I probably wouldn't vote for any of them. But anyway, you know, the thing is, Jim's a nice guy. And, you know, he wants to play this Constitution thing. We get a lot of attention here. But it's not just for Arizona. The criticism that we go on about Arizona all the time is because I know it's exactly the same crap by the same people at the top of the same pyramid in your small community in the, you know, flatlands of Kansas. It's the same. I learned that back in the early 90s when we first started getting our first email account. We're going to other libertarian activists around the country, and they're going, you know what? That's the exact same legislation done by the exact same scumbag type, you know, we got here doing the exact same thing. Well, while he was here, there's a sign that they have. It's like five sheets of plywood up on end. It's a, you know, like a 20 by 8, this enormous sign. And it says, what does that thing say anyway? I can't hardly read it.
It said, creating tomorrow's problems today, Arizona. Your Arizona candidates.
And it has a, you know, the elephant GOP symbol and the Democrat donkey symbol. And they had to do something. I tell you, when Jim came in, he saw this enormous thing in our video studio. He's like, what the heck are you guys, man? And I go, take a look. This is, you don't want to make us your enemy. That'd be a bad idea, you know. So tell us about last night. You guys took that sign. You made it while I was gone. I was back in Pennsylvania last week. I come back, and here's this enormous sign. I don't even know what it was about, what you guys were doing. What's up?
Well, to be honest, I didn't know anything about it at first. I got an email, because we always join on the bad guys' email list to find out what's going on. So we were going to supposedly go to meet John McCain at this meetup at his headquarters, campaign headquarters. And it turned out that there was about four or five of us that showed up, Drew Phillips and Alma Summer, you know, and it turned out that it was a phone call bank thing for just John McCain. He wasn't actually going to be there. And we were like, should we stay and mess this all up or what? You know, like, oh, we'll get on the phone for John McCain.
And that's so, not nice.
Well, I know. But so we didn't end up doing that. We ended up going out to this Politics on the Rocks, which is kind of big at various places around the Phoenix area. And they were going to have 20-some of these candidates out at this resort in Paradise Valley that's a really fancy resort. So There's Shelton, 4409, on the corner when we drive up with that huge sign, and Tom Westbrook and Morpheus and all these people. So we started filming. Of course, the little guy on a Segway comes up. He's like, "You can't be here. We own this property all the way to the street." I was like, "The sidewalk?" And he's like, "Yes, we own that." So he goes, "I'm going to call the police." We're like, "Okay." And so here are the police coming. Actually, there's a video up on the show listing for today on Freedom's Phoenix that it's a short version of what happened yesterday. So if you guys want to go and take a look at that, we actually got the Paradise Valley Police came out, and they went and totally were talking amongst themselves, and then they came out and supported our First Amendment rights. And left and said, have a nice day. You guys keep doing your thing. So we were very appreciative to them.
Now I'm looking at it right here. Yeah. You know, you get to see what the sign looks like. Go into freedomsphoenix.com. Look at today's radio show for the morning. And you'll see it. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, there's no stopping me.
Yeah, there's no stopping Jet from dancing either. He hates Queen. Man, Neil, give him some hard rock and roll. He hates Queen.
I love Queen. I just like to do a goofy dance to that song.
Oh, no, you always give me crap. You know, ballerina. You know, I'm gonna see Jet do a ballerina. It's not a pretty sight. You know, go ahead and finish telling me about last night. Okay, creating tomorrow's problems today, your Arizona candidates. That had to hurt a lot of people. I mean, these guys going in there, just paint, you know, whoever wins, you're tomorrow's problems. We already know that.
We got a lot of middle finger, so one finger salutes from some of the people pulling in. We're like, oh, those must be the candidates, because there was over 20 of them. And we're like, oh, they must be the candidates coming into the...
A lot of times it's not the candidates, you know, it's the people that they make their living on candidates.
Right, and plus we were in a very, very rich area. I mean, there's gazillion dollar homes like
Paradise surrounded. Valley, the average home is, I don't know, a lot.
Over $1 million.
Yeah, it's a lot. So but it's not too far from here. I mean, you know, the valley is broken up into little valleys, you know, depending on where, you know, whatever hill or mountain there is around here. And it's a beautiful area. And to have that dang sign there, that is big. That had to have an impact. So here comes the police. They say what?
Well, first they went and they drove up. There are three cop cars and an SUV. And then, you know, they were kind of commingling with the security and things like that. And then they went into the guard shack, because behind this resort is actually condos and things like that. So you have to drive through the guard shack to get into the condo area. And there was they had this big, long conference. It was like 15 minutes long. And then they finally came out, the cops, real slow, you know, and they walked up to us. And they had about 8 cameras trained on them. So, you know, we talk about the camera being the new gun. So we were well-armed.
Or at least a shield.
Right. And so they were very, very polite, very friendly. I actually, on the video, you see me handing out Oath Keepers cards to those guys. And they took them. And the best part was with the T-shirt stuff, you know that T-shirt we have that says, "Oh, what's 100 years in Iraq amongst friends?" You know, with the John McCain on a rocket.
Oh, okay.
It was Shelton, 4409, put his logo on the back of some of those T-shirts, and he tried to hand it to the cop. And he looked at it, he goes, "I can't take this." And he showed it right in front of the camera. It was absolutely priceless.
Oh, that's not good. Okay. So what was the end result? They said, "You can't be here. You can be here." What?
"We can be here." They asked us, please, just to stay off of their property, stay on the sidewalk. They were very polite.
So they were fibbing, saying they had it to the street.
Well, yeah. He was fibbing. The guy was really mad, the little rent-a-cop on his little Segway. He was all mad at us. And so he went and got the police, and then the police did what... If there is a legitimate purpose for the police, it's the same as the legitimate purpose of government, to protect my individual liberties. And they did just that.
You know, it's different depending on where you go. Now, Paradise Valley, this is Paradise Valley proper. That's Paradise Valley police officers came out,
yes.
Right? And, you know, it's different. Around the Valley, you have a different kind of culture, and it depends on where we've pushed. Because Scottsdale, don't bring the mic, Scottsdale and Mesa are tyrants, okay? I mean, I don't know how else to put it. You know, they're really jackbooty. And it's only when we come out, they'll be kind of nice. And a lot of times not. Now, in Phoenix, they've been trained more. In fact, they got their own little confrontation prevention squad guys, you know. And they know better. They're like, look, you can be all jackbooty you want. It's not going to come out well, okay? I don't care how much you rest them, how much pressure you put your jackboot on their throat when you got them down, how much you twist their arm. Every bit you do is going to come back 10 times worse or 100 times worse to us. So they have people that go out and try and make sure that the city's image, the city of Phoenix's police department, they are protected from us. That's their purpose. To think that they're there because they love our individual rights, yeah, that's not really what's going on. But it's, you know, that's the end result, so we're happy. Okay.
That's right, exactly right.
So Scottsdale, they're a little bit more tyrannical. You know, they're just like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, you isn't allowed to have a car more than 6 years old in Scottsdale. So, you know, this kind of thing. And Mesa is just kind of the same deal, especially if you're Hispanic. So this is not necessarily – it's pretty much common for us to be treated decently because, one, they know who we are. They recognize you guys. You know, they go out. They know the drill. Don't make them mad. So after they went ahead and they told you that the they got you covered, you can do what you want. Did everybody just leave you alone and you guys were there how much longer?
Absolutely. We were there probably nearly an hour longer. And we had a really good time. We handed out some architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth videos, actually.
To who? I mean, who's coming over to your corner?
Well, people driving into the resort. We were giving out these architects and engineers DVDs to people driving $75,000-$80,000 cars, and they were taking them.
Yeah, but how do you go up to them and still be on public property?
Well, we fudged a little bit.
Oh, no, see, okay.
After
okay.
They left, you know.
Okay, I get it.
But we were overall pretty, you know, following the rules.
Overall, pretty good. Yeah, a little bit. Just like you want them a little bit. Yeah, I get it. All right, well, you know, you're always stretching the edge of the envelope. Well, you know, we'll talk about when we come back, you know, when the people start going out. Because sometimes we have people in. Did we have anybody go in?
No,
to the event?
We weren't really welcome on the property at that point, so they pretty much knew who we were.
Yeah, well, they definitely saw the sign and got some of the material. We'll talk about more when we come back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Just change the world. You know, is that so much to ask? That's all I want. You know, let's go ahead and do we have Andrea Garcia on? Did she call in? Yes, no. We're trying to get hold of Andrea Garcia. She is the she's a candidate there, and what she did is that she is running against Russell Pierce. And it is a very interesting, you know, race. And she's really going after it on the immigration thing because she's willing to take the hit. You know, she was a precinct committeeman, Republican Party, big Ron Paul supporter, all that kind of stuff. Went libertarian, and she's a libertarian. And she's running against Russell Pierce. And this immigration thing, of course, it's a number one issue. Every single candidate. They're just wrapping their arms and legs around. We got to go beat up some Mexicans, you know? And I'm just like, wow, this is – you want to know how they got the homosexual Jew-Gypsy thing going on in Nazi Germany? Well, man, you want to get a dose. This is it. Because the legislation that went behind that was the same kind of stuff that we got here. So we go, okay, all right. Okay.
The Jews didn't end up in the Warsaw ghettos the first day. You know, that they had legislation. It was an incremental thing.
Well, that's what's going on here. So Andrea is, well, yeah, what do you say? Well, she said CNN's coming to visit with her?
Yes. I found out by my friend Jim that she is getting an interview coming to her home this weekend, I think Saturday, tomorrow, to interview her. And I don't know what the topic is going to be, but I do know that she is going to be interviewed by CNN. And she was also, I think I was gone to Salt Lake City, but wasn't she interviewed by Al Jazeera as well?
Al Jazeera came here in the studio. You know, they wanted to interview her and a bunch of, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're all, you know, agents. Yeah, whatever. You know, you and Noah, the other alphabet soups can come visit. But the one thing that she understands is what the law actually says. And a lot of people, they get so caught up in the rhetoric, they never actually read what it says. So when you have a candidate that makes such a big deal and gives you just a couple of lines of what it really does and what it really says, then, you know, they start to question. They go to the website. They go and check her out. They go and they see what the arguments are. And it's not going to go well. In the end, you know, I had Jim Deacon run for U.S. Senate here yesterday. I'm going, look, let me just show you what, I mean, I know your drill. I get it. But I'm telling you, this isn't going to hold up over time. And it's going to be, so I'm giving you a warning, it's going to be MP3'd for the rest of your freaking life. Be careful how you deal with this, because I'm telling you, it's not what they're saying it is. And he goes, yeah, well, I do have a problem with the, you know, the national ID part of it and everything. I go, yeah, you know, but we got to do something. We got to do something. We got to go get votes. So this is, you know, this is where we're at. Let's
go ahead. It's the same thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, is Andrea there?
Yeah.
Andrea. Okay.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in. Tell me everything. Your impression of going to the event last night. One, what was it? What was your role in it?
My role in it was to just observe and try to hand out some information about my candidacy.
Well, tell us what the impact was of the guys out front. I mean, you're driving up. You weren't out there with them. You're going in. You know, what was the buzz inside about the guys out there?
The buzz inside was, who are those? And then, who are those people? And one of the committee people that sits on Politics on the Rocks, he goes, tell me those aren't your people. I'm like, define my people.
Yeah, really? They have no idea what that even means.
Are those your people? I go, no, I think it's the other libertarian group, though. So another candidate, I think it was somebody that worked for, I want to say Jim Ward or David, don't quote me on it exactly, but he said, yeah, I think it's the anarchist. Anarchist.
Yeah,
wow.
Compared to what? I mean, you know, what we got now, I vote anarchy, whatever. Okay, so.
Well, I had a couple really good, impactful conversations. One was with Randy Pullen, Arizona, you know, Republican, blah, 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 state chairman. And his son, Travis, was there, who's, you know, coming up in dad's footsteps. And I told him, I said, when are the Republicans going to learn? Like, we deserve Terry Goddard for governor. We deserve it. We deserve a Democrat we deserve the most liberal people ever, because the Republicans have screwed this up so bad. He goes, I guess I have to agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, how not? Okay, so tell us about the event inside. How many people were there?
There was, I want to say the whole room, it was at least 150.
Wow, this is, that's not, heck, that's just the, you know, that's the candidates and their family and friends. And so, I mean, that's just everybody talking to each other.
A lot of the candidates did not show. The big name candidates didn't show. There was a few of the candidates that were there, the ones that they were advertising to draw people in, which was the big hitters, so on call to 1070, Andy Thomas, Bill Montgomery, those guys weren't there. David Schweikert wasn't there. I'm like, do you have something better to do?
Well, what was
your own event?
Well, who sponsored this? What was it? I mean, why was it such a big deal, you know, and have it in Paris Valley? Who was behind it?
It's Politics on the Rocks, and they usually have a once-a-month event, and their event last month was with Jam Brewer. And I believe Shelton, 4409, was at the event last time and got kicked out.
There's a shocker.
Yeah, he got kicked out last month with the Jam Brewer event. And I think once they attracted Jam Brewer, I think that event was packed. And I think they thought, oh, we'll get all these other big names. And then when half of them didn't show, I think it I think they'll realize, people will start to realize, like, it's not the big hoopla they think it is.
Well, because they want to. It's for the press, you know. It's for them to show a bunch of people we all care, and everybody, and they care, and they're here caring. And I'm getting the impression, you know, people care less and less, and even less for the next one after they see what the guys did. You know, they're like, look, we know what this is. These are just tomorrow's problems.
Right. And the other comment that I heard was somebody goes, yeah, well, I don't appreciate that they're only bagging on Republicans. I'm like, did you not see the donkey on the sign?
Yeah, I know they don't even, because they're so guilty in their head already, you know, they don't even realize what's going on. So tell me about, what's this CNN thing that's coming to talk to you?
CNN National and their Spanish affiliates are coming to my house tomorrow.
And their Spanish what?
Their Spanish affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
The CNN, there's a Spanish version of CNN, which is related to Telemundo and some of the other Latino stations. So they are going to come to my house. They want to see, like, some, you know, see what we do. What are we going to do against Russell Pierce? So we're going to have a little canvassing event. I told her, you know, we're out canvassing. You know, we've had these things at my house a couple times. I go out in the evenings and canvass. It's the base of all, you know, grassroots. So tomorrow we'll have a little canvassing event in my house at 3 o'clock, and CNN will be here around 4, and just show us in action and what we do. And that the support of people that support me that do not like Russell Pierce, it's not me that they support, it's the freedom message. And that even some of the Latinos who have been duped by the Democrats to think that they have a different message, they're tired of the Democrats too. They really are. I think a lot of the Latino people are starting to realize that Obama didn't do anything for them with promising reform. The Republicans have not done anything for them. Now, where do they turn to?
Well, what is the, you know, Russell Pierce is extremely popular on the, I mean, you cannot get away from this issue. You know, it's immigration, immigration, immigration.
I think he appears to be very popular. I think among, Russell Pierce is LDS, and I hate to bring religion into this, but I've had several rooted LDS families that I've known in this community for a long time that have said, you know what, our voices may not be as vocal, but not everybody is that thrilled with Russell Pierce.
We know that.
The media is focusing on. So I think we're going to be real surprised on voting day, and I've had a certain United States congressman that has backed me up that has said, you know, I met with him the other day, and he said, you know, Andrea, you're going to be really surprised how many votes you get and how many of those votes are going to be Republican.
Yeah, I'm, you know, the thing is, I would be more excited and I would be more involved. I would be more playing all the little games I know you can play in politics or the experience I had if I had faith in the election process.
And oh, I agree. Even if I won, they're not going to let me win.
Yeah. This is global thing, man. This would be earth shattering. The way they're going to let this happen. But that doesn't mean that we can't have some fun, because after this primary and we've freed up some of the time. I mean, you know, I love doing the morning show and we have a good time with this. But you know what? That's an enormous block of our time that just opened up right when the primaries are over next week, and all about 3/4 of all the signs on the corners go down. And then they're replaced with activist slogans of whatever. And when they see these big giant signs like this going, they're going, you know, these guys are not going to, you know, they've imagined this stuff in their head. They have no idea what we're going to do. Heck, we don't know what we're going to do, you know. So, but we're going to do something. I think we should be focusing, you know, just as, you know, being prudent on Russell Pierce's district in the East Valley. And we do that, it's going to get a lot of attention.
I agree. And the thing is, to try to get the message out, I told, actually, Sarah Vishore, who sponsored as well, you know, one of Russell's good buddies. He's a personable person, but don't confuse me. Just because we're friendly doesn't mean that we're on the same, you know, political page. So we talked, and I said, well, when is Russell going to debate me? And he goes, you know, it wouldn't be a good strategy for him to debate you because he's so big. Why would he give you the attention that you need?
Of course not.
In my head, I went, aha, because Russell promised that he would debate me after the primary.
Right.
Well, he's
right.
Going to, or here's what we're going to do. I told there, I said there, you know, John Shattuck has this little memory of when things didn't go right with Ernie's group and myself. And why don't we ask John what it's like to be relentlessly pursued
Yeah, no, 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 no,
so
no.
You're
no.
Ready
I'm,
to face me.
I'm, you know, that's, you know, that would be it. That would be it. That would be it. We put the, that's some of the signs that might go up. You know, Russell, debate Andrea.
What about Russell S.S. Shat? I mean, a Russell S.S. Pierce, or is he only one S?
He's a, he's a C.
Russell Pierce on the Russell.
It's Russell with two S's.
Uh-oh. Russell 2S, S.S. Pierce.
Yeah, see, there's so many things that can be done to bring, you know, but we're not coordinating with your campaign or anything. That would be illegal because that's not what I'm about. I want to draw attention to the issues that I want to. And if somebody else is doing something too, well, you know, so, you know, I'm just, oh, you know what? You know, I think they should take me to court. That's what I think. I think they should take me to court. Am I allowed to express my opinion in anything? Russell tried to shut me down. I was a domestic terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
They tried that one time. Give me an excuse, Russell. And you,
we're coming for you, Russell. Debate us. We're saying it now. Debate Andrea. Line for line of 1070.
You know, this is you know, I generally do not ever go after individuals or bring them up because it's just, you know, there's a long line of these guys. You get rid of Russell, and then so what? You got 15 gazillion guys behind him, and you're doing the same thing or worse. So but it's the issue. So I don't want to so much focus on the race as I do the issue. You know, it's the issues involved here. And what is the issue on this bill? I mean, why, when you're going to these Republican groups and you're doing presentations and they, you know, all right, we're going to let that crazy libertarian come in here, and you know, being you were a Republican precinct committeeman or something, weren't you?
Well, correct, and a state delegate and elected to 22 as the treasurer, served on the executive board. So they cannot just disenfranchise me quite so easy as a crazy libertarian. They have to acknowledge the work that I've done for the party. Even Sayre, whom I helped 2 years ago, made a comment last night about, yeah, Andrea really pounded the streets to help me get me on the ballot.
So now a fellow activist in there that they probably, sorry they lost you, but, you know, on this issue, you go talk to him, what's your rhetoric? I mean, what are you saying that's having an impact?
Well, the main thing, like I talked to Thayer last night, I said, Thayer, you know that this database sharing portion.
Now, Thayer don't mean anything to audience in Timbuktu here.
Thayer Rashore, he sponsored the bill along with Russell, one of the, you know, major sponsors of it as well. Running for state treasurer or something like that. They know. I mean, this is database sharing. Andy Bitt, a lot of our senators, you know what? Guys, this is database sharing, and there's going to be a problem with it. And they all said, oh, yeah, you're right. But nobody has the huevos to come forward and actually confront Russell and say, Russell, this is wrong. Take it out of the bill.
Well,
stand up. If you think there's something wrong with it, stand up for it.
What do they say, though? They go, we got to do something. And let me tell you the something that Russell has always wanted, national database. This has been his whole calling since the beginning in the 90s when he went from the sheriff's department. He was like a captain or something, the sheriff's department. He goes up into the Department of Motor Vehicles, you know, the deadbeat dad thing that was going on in the mid-90s. Everybody's screaming how this was just a database thing done by the Clintonistas, you know, them damn Democrats. And he was behind the whole thing, pushing it in the Department of Motor Vehicles. Then he becomes a legislator. Then he does Prop 200. It has to be, you know, the best thing about it was, look, man, if you're going to go get, you know, state aid in some way, you got to show that you're eligible for it by being a resident or citizen or whatever. But they went one extra. They go, oh, and to do that, we're going to take all state databases and make it to where it has to run through the federal government to determine your U.S. citizenship. And I go, national ID. How is this not national ID? You don't have to do it this way. Why are you sharing all this data? I had him on the radio in 2003, 2004, in the election cycle. I knew what Russell was about a long time ago. So when this came out, it didn't take me but 5 minutes to go, yep, there it is. And the way it's worded, it goes, there's a bunch of things in there. But the one thing it goes, anyone stopped, you know, at the, you know, under the jackboot of the man, okay, is presumed not to be an illegal alien illegally residing here if he shows them the ID. And I'm going, how is this not Papers, Please? Oh. Well, Andrea, good luck in your race, and we'll be covering
luck,
it more.
Andrea.
Absolutely.
You know,
check
not, we
out whereistheLove.com with love with the three instead of an E, and check out what we got going with that.
WhereistheLove.com and the E at the ends of three. I don't know. Let's
correct.
Go look at it now. Thanks. We'll be right back.
All right. Thanks.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Me, Ernest Hancock, and Jet Lacy in our swan song, our final show here on RBN. It's been real. And fortunately, I'm sure we've given you, a good show. You guys got to learn a lot. I got a different perspective. You know, just beating the same issues in the same way and the same perspective is, you don't grow. You don't learn anything. You know, it's not important. It never was that you agree with us, that we get the amen corner. That wasn't the point. The point was that you understand us. That agreement thing, that comes later with continued government action. You know, and there's a lot, and Jet and I have a different perspective on different things. But, we've given you, one of the things we do overlap on and agree is that it takes going to the street. You have to penetrate, bypass the media. And we've been really good at that. Past couple of years, man, here in Arizona, they know we're out here. There's no getting around that. And we can get pretty much anyone we want, you know, on the show. They'll come in. It's gotten to the point, though, that I'm just like, I'm not going to have somebody come in here and just lie to me. You know, I can't take it. You know, I don't care. You know, well, I'm never coming back to your, good. I mean, so a lot of the guys that will come out, let them have their say. You know, we had the Republican U.S. Senate kind of thing. He's messing up their little party. You know, Jim Deacon is just, because you got, McCain and Hayworth. Yay, there's our options. I mean, this is what you may, choose from communist candidate A or fascist candidate B. I'm on, yay. So we voice our opinion, our vote, in other ways.
Yeah, I can't vote. The only way because I'm a felon, and now that I've been around you for a couple of years now, I understand that it's kind of a waste of time, and I've changed my whole paradigm with regard to voting. However, I still get to vote every time I was standing out there on the corner. People know exactly what I stand for, and it makes it a lot easier that way. I don't, it's like what you said about if you participate in the system, you're only encouraging them.
You know, I don't make a big deal whether people vote or not. That's not, I don't care. It's like, as far as I'm concerned, it's like playing the lottery. You know, you get to buy the ticket and you just get the entertainment on the night. You got a little vested, whatever. I got a one in gazillion chance of winning, maybe. I think you got better chance of winning the lottery, to be honest. But, you got an investment in it. But we get more entertainment, more investment in it, more of a good time, because we are actually out there changing people's minds. They are the influence that we're looking to have on. That's what we're doing everything that we do to have an influence on, because it's a freed mind that has much greater import than, some number on a piece of paper that came out of a government computer that they generated anyway. So I'm just like, look, I'm past that. We're not playing that game anymore. Well, how do you measure yourself, against other candidates? I don't know, by height. I mean, what do I care? It's not what we're about. But we do have influence. And these guys, man, they do not want to make us angry. So they give us a lot of deference. And I get invited to speak at a lot of these tea parties and so on and do my spiel. And I don't go hammering on individuals or anything, but I do make it clear. The main thing that I share is this. There is an entire new generation that the older generation was screaming, where were they? Well, they're here. And they're informed. And they know better. And you can't lie to them. They will not let you forget it.
And they want nothing to do with this system as it is right now. They want absolutely nothing. They want free association with one another. And that is the bottom line. Agorism, voluntarism. You start looking up these terms and you'll start understanding that if you step away from the system no longer has control over you. So when we come back in 1 minute's time on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, the revolution continues. Me, Jet Lacey. We're going to jump back into this. We'd love to hear from you.